endowment for renovations, as well as a trust that went into her name, fully accessible as of 3 days ago. Wait, you're saying all this belongs to me? A massive house, more money than I could dream of, belongs to me? For the past 3 days? Shit, she could have had more than a cup of noodles for her birthday if she'd known that. And other considerable extras as well. Sign it, and they are all yours. Why am I just learning this now? Yes, something like this seemed far too good to be true. Lord knew what it was really about. She could end up signing her life away for some hostile-styled person hunt. You're both right. We have a caretaker up there now getting the estate ready, and once you arrive, he can give you more details about why and your family. My family? Are they alive? She asked, hope pervading her every pore. Growing up alone sucked, and hearing that she might even have family somewhere, well, she wanted that very much. That I cannot answer, but the caretaker will. Please, sign the papers. We have a ways to travel. She arched a brow, looking over the papers again. Honestly, what did she have to lose? She was a struggling artist in New York City, barely able to pay for the studio space she was sleeping in with commissions she was getting from a few of the New York elite. She didn't have much. She couldn't with the fact that she had to pay for paints and mediums herself. This could be different. This could be better. The life she dreamed of when she actually slept. A life where she was happy, loved, and with people she had never met that cared for her deeply. Though, that was the dream of every orphan, she supposed. Still, it was a chance for a fresh start. Her last commission was done, and she had no prospects for more without having a show, which she couldn't afford to do, and money was running out quickly. Soon enough, she would have to find a new studio space or figure out how to live on the streets. Well, this was a better option. She shrugged and took the pen he was offering, signing the 40 pages in front of her. She put the pen down and looked to the solicitor who had moved from sitting to standing. She jumped and then blinked. She was sure not seconds before he was sitting. How the hell did he move that fast? Very good, Lady Verity. Now, if we can please be off, we have many miles to go before nightfall. Lady? She frowned. Where are we going now? I have to stop at my place to get my things. As minute as they were, everything she owned could fit in a box and a backpack, and that included her painting stuff. All your things have been collected for you. They will be at our destination. Shall we? She stood reluctantly, as she was extremely confused, but followed the man out to a waiting limousine. The driver opened the door. Lady Verity. Stunned, she nodded to him, still not sure why the hell they were calling her that, and bent, slipping into the limo. The solicitor bent at the waist and smiled at her. If there is nothing else, Grodin will take you on. Happy birthday, Lady Verity. And good luck and good fortune. Your life begins now. You aren't coming with me? She asked the older man. Not that she thought it would be any different, but a known face would be welcome when embarking on a new adventure. No, my place is not where you are going. Well, fuck, that sounds ominous. I don't think I need to... Apologies. The man said and chuckled. I only meant that I need to go back to work. He handed her his card. If you have any questions about your monetary inheritance, my firm handles your estate. Oh, she pocketed the card. I know this sounds crazy, but it's all real, I swear it. Go to your new home and be happy. She nodded and slipped into the car, the door closing behind her. Moments later, they were pulling out onto the street. She watched the blocks roll by and yawned as they crossed the George Washington Bridge, waving to the city as they made it to the highway. Lady Verity, we're almost there.